Really, the only add on the injury report, we have Brendan Clay, running back, had a right thigh bruise, nothing serious. So, otherwise, the injury report is exactly what it was yesterday. Any questions? Oh, whoops. I messed up one thing. And Cody, the PR guy kills you.
Cody Latimer showing a great ability to get deep. You had him back there on kick returns. Have you been surprised? Did you see him in these situations by his feet?
Not at all. I mean, we know he's big, strong, fast, very tough, both as a blocker, fourth down player, after the catch. He's got big hands, and, you know, he's got our whole offense to learn, so that's going to be his biggest challenge. Skill set-wise, obviously we felt pretty good about him.
Sylvester Williams had an interception.
That's
crazy.
We had some complaints by some of the offensive players, but no, he's he's progressed. I mean, he's starting to figure out the game, see things a lot quicker now in his second year, and we're pleased with his growth and progress.
John, this early in, do you look for certain things that you're just a few days in?
Yeah, you look for all the same. You know, you're just looking for improvement. You know, you're looking for competition. You're looking for how well guys learn, how it transfers from the meeting room onto the football field. We're already into situations, see how they adapt to that and how it clicks in under pressure. So, you know, our evaluation process started the minute they got here and won't change moving forward.
And I don't know, when you take a look at teams, you know, even teams that win change rosters. Is it?
Yeah.
I think it's about the same change as every other team goes through.
You know, it's definitely more than it was 20 years ago. You know, I mean, with the advent of free agency, guys change teams. It's hard to, you know, keep the same group intact for long periods of time. So, yeah, basically every year you're going to have some sort of changes, and that's pretty much the way of the world now in the National Football League.
Your impressions of Ward and Tlaib, I mean, have you noticed that they're vocal out there, still learning in the process with this team?
Well, I think they're getting more and more comfortable every day. You know, I think, again, this is you know, probably one of the more ultimate of team games, and you know, how you relate to your teammates, how you, you know, understand what they're doing, understanding how you fit, you know, with the guy next to you. I just see them, you know, getting more and more comfortable every day.
John, how do you see Von Miller's progress relative to the knee, and when do you think you might see him on the field?
You know, it's hard for me to predict. I'll leave that in the medical people's hands. I know he's a superb athlete genetically and physically, and my experience has been they tend to heal pretty quickly, and he's worked very, very hard, maybe harder than he's ever worked in his football career. So with all that work he's put into it, I'm sure it's going to pay dividends moving forward.
Is the goal to get him out there for at least one preseason game?
That might be ideal, but we'll just adjust to what we get. We won't hurry it, we won't rush it, we'll be smart with it, and so far it's gone, on schedule.
How's the progression of Brock Osweiler going?
Good. I thought he had a couple good stretches in series today. I think he's definitely grown a lot, since his rookie year. And, we'll get a chance to see how he does, under pressure in game situations through the preseason.
How did day two stack up with day one? It seemed like it was a little more intense between the ones on offense versus defense to start today.
Well, yeah, it's getting more competitive, and you like to see that. Ones on ones. We even do that in the season once we pick the football team. So, you get a lot of scouted looks, but sometimes that, ones on ones type of mentality, helps them in their competitive nature, and you're building that back again. And, we'll start back in pads. I mean, we haven't been in pads since, February. So I'm sure that'll pick up as we move along.
And how much more can you learn when you see them in pads instead of just out there?
Well, I think, overall, that's ultimately how you play the game. So, those evaluations become a little more important. Just in my experience, it really holds true in your fronts, both offensively and defensively. So, we get out of the underwear. We've been in that since, the off season, and, it's always an exciting time.